It's the first day on 93 WIBC, brought to you by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, the professionals in the big black trucks, bigblacktrucks.com. Mel McMahon is here, IndianaOriginals.com, and we've got a truly Indiana original with us that we've been talking to.
Alexis Letty, Miss Indiana, Yay! USA.
Yeah, that's me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
If you're just joining us, we kind of went through the background of how Letty got from New Albany, Indiana to the pageant world. And
right.
So make sure to head to WIBC.com to hear that. But we want to know, you won Miss Indiana, USA. Obviously,
yes.
You have the title, right?
Yes.
How many women were you competing against?
I believe there were about 25. I'd like to say, I think one girl got sick during it, so she kind of...
Oh, bummer.
I know.
That's
I don't really
bad.
Know what happened, but... So she kind of stepped down. So I think it was about 25. I might... Don't
so we'll
quote
say
me
in the
there.
20s. We'll
yeah,
say in the
in
20s.
The 20s.
So, what made you win? Why did they choose you?
I think they chose me because I was authentic. I think I was a fresh face, and I think I portrayed myself and my genuineness to a really high degree. So... I think that's why I got chosen. I think I also walked really well at the end. You know, I prepared a ton for it. I looked in a mirror. I freaking wore my dress at a fitness center, walking in my heels, having people stare at me. You know, people are probably like, what is this girl doing? You know?
But, was that here in Indiana you were practicing?
No.
Or in LA?
It was in LA.
Oh, well, you can get away with that in LA, right?
Yeah. I still looked interesting, though. For sure. People would actually come up and talk to me. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, well, you see this. I have a dream.
I have a dream. I bet they've never heard that. I've got a dream. This is a great stepping stone. It is. Go ahead, Mel.
I was just going to ask, what is the difference between Miss Indiana USA and Miss America?
Yeah, so there's Miss Indiana, and that's in the America organization.
Right.
And there's Miss Indiana USA, and that's in the Miss Universe organization.
Ah.
Yes. So there's like two main ones, and the Miss America is more based off tradition and scholarship. So it's a bunch of women that are going to college or maybe going to their, I don't know, scholarship. That's all I know. And then USA is more based off of like modern trends and fashion and on confidence and what is the other thing it's based off of? Personality.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you definitely have that.
Yeah, I have
for
a little
sure.
bit.
Nailed that one. Nailed that one. So you just moved to Indianapolis a week ago.
Right.
What are your plans? What do you need to carry out as Miss Indiana USA?
Right. So the best Miss Indiana USA would carry out just being in the public eye as much as possible. So we've never had a Miss Indiana USA win Miss USA.
Really?
Really?
Never. Never, never,
well,
never. We've had a runner-up.
You've got to be driven.
Oh, girl.
I'm
an athlete.
Are you already kind of rehearsing for that? Preparing for that?
I'm preparing for that. Yeah. So we have pageant coaches that we like meet with every so often. And so that's the way I'm preparing. But I think that being out in the public eye, learning as much as I can about Indiana and going to as many events and meeting as many people as possible will really help me prepare for Miss USA. Because the more I know about my state, the more support I have from my state, the better I'll be able to do. Because they'll ask me questions. I can answer everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to different local events, I can learn about what's true to Indiana. You know, I've lived here most of my whole life, except for my college years. And so I know all of that, but I still haven't traveled to every part. You know, I really grew up in New Albany. So my goal is to travel to all these different cities and see what they really have to offer and meet with locals and just learn about the history and just get in front of a bunch of people.
You know, I'm going to ask you, because people will ask you this, because I ask oftentimes I'm doing something, and that is, how do you describe a Hoosier? What is a Hoosier?
I describe a Hoosier as a very genuinely kind person that goes out of their way to help others. And I also describe them as a crazy sports fanatic.
That's true. We love, you know what? We love our teams, right?
We
Whether
love our
you're
basketball,
out in the middle
baby.
Of a 500 population town, or
yeah.
We love our sports. It's the truth.
We do.
Prettiest place in the state of Indiana that you've seen so far, the most scenic.
So my brother went to school at IU, and honestly, driving up to see him when he swam in swim meets, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bunch of cornfields, but when the sun sets just right and the sky just melts into a little swirl of colors, it's just the most beautiful thing. It's so simple, but I've never seen a sunset like when you're driving down the highway to IU from New Albany in Indiana.
It's beautiful.
You are so good.
Isn't she good?
You are going to be Miss USA.
We're calling it right here.
I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Where's the competition?
Oh my gosh. They don't tell you until 4 weeks out.
Oh, Terry, that doesn't give us much time to plan to get there.
Well, you know what?
Right.
You got to get a ball gown, right? You need a
I already got one. I already got one.
What color do they put you in? What color do they describe?
We're not allowed to talk about it too much, but I wanted my dress to represent more than just me because I'm representing the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
So my dress symbolizes our state bird.
The cardinal.
Yep. Figured that out.
Absolutely. Yep. The cardinal. I was going to go with the cardinal. If you weren't wearing red, I was hoping maybe you'd put a little cardinal on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little pin.
Definitely incorporating
a little cardinal
it.
Pin. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
beautiful.
I feel like the bird is the best thing to do because it's to show that people can spread their wings and really chase after their dreams.
It's the truth. Don't forget the sugar cream pie. You take that sugar cream pie from Wix in Winchester. You pick that pie up and you take a bunch of them with you.
For then after,
well,
right?
Well, for
to give to the girls
give,
before.
You
judges,
bribe, you share,
everything.
Who's your hospitality through and through. And
true.
Letty, you might not know this, but Terry has actually judged quite a few pageants in her day.
I have.
Really?
Yep,
she
my
has.
Latest Miss Indiana State Fair was my last, not this last year, but you got to wait between years before you can continue to judging, because I really feel like I could be a professional judge. Oh. I do.
What do you look for in a winner?
Oh, it's all about your brain and your personality for me. It is your personality and really, if you're doing a state fair, I want you to be a 4-H'er, you know? I want you to be a 4-H'er. I do. Not all of them are, but my preference is a 4-H'er. Anything else you'd like to know?
Well, no, I was just thinking about how you never would have graded me well in pageants because I didn't know what 4-H was until I met my husband.
You'd have been out
I'm
like
a city
that.
Girl. My dad's from Chicago. Yeah. My mom's from Milwaukee. I had a very different Hoosier
so
upbringing.
So how'd you end up here?
My dad's job. He got hired out of grad school.
Oh, okay.
And so he moved here. My mom moved here. And then I grew up here, went to high school in Ferdinand, Indiana, down south. Went
sure.
to IU Bloomington. They say beautiful 13 times in that orientation video, by the way.
They do have a really nice campus.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And then, you know, I just kept talking and saying hi and ended up here. And so that's my history. And your future is so bright. I'm so excited for you.
It is.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
If people want to get a hold of you, if they're interested in having you, you know, at their charitable event or their fundraiser, what's the easiest way for them to get in touch with you?
They could either honestly just follow me on Instagram or look up my Instagram. You could honestly type in Miss Indiana USA into your search engine on Google and my name will pop up and my Instagram for Miss Indiana USA will pop up. And also my Instagram on Miss Indiana is MISSINUSA.
Okay.
So,
and you can also reach
enough.
Out to Terry and I, too. We can help you get in touch with her
absolutely.
If you're not on the Instagram.
I just have about a minute left. So in about 30 seconds, tell us what do you hope this brings for you or to you, to your life? Where do you want to be after this is all said and done?
From the pageant or from this talk?
Oh, you're so quick.
Isn't she good?
From the pageant?
She's good.
From the pageant, I hope to help advance my career in becoming a game show host. I hope a broad audience
really
sees me.
I really do, too.
Yeah.
Man, baby, we can make it happen.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, because I really feel like my purpose isn't about me. I feel like my purpose is to spread my talents to inspire. And so becoming a game show host will help me do that.
You're making us proud.
Love it.
Yeah, we're proud of you. And I'm so glad we got to meet you. And I know everybody would like to do that. She'll call bingo. She'll host an event for you. She'd be a great MC.
You should just keep her in your neighbor-to-neighbor van, Terry,
I
and just
should.
Drive her around the city with
I
you.
I should. Anyway, if you need more, I know Mel will have all of this at IndianaOriginals.com. And I missed you. Thank
I've missed you.
For
you.
Coming
I'm
back
so
to
happy
see
to be
us.
Back.
Me too. And listen. Good for you, Letty.
Thank
We're
you
cheering
so much.
For you hard.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Don't go anywhere. We still have another hour of the first day to come. The Consumer Electronics Show took place in Vegas last week, and we had a chance to talk to a guy that found some pretty cool stuff. That's next hour. Today's top stories are next on 93 WIBC.